Hey there, I'm Beth Donaldson, an entrepreneur that puts hustle and heart into everything I do. The Hustle and Heart podcast will give you real and raw advice about overcoming and embracing failures, challenges, and obstacles in order to climb to the top. But it all begins with you. Listen in to each episode to harness your power and achieve more than you ever thought possible. Get ready to own it all because you deserve it. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Hustle and Heart podcast. Happy 2024. And today I am bringing you a solo episode to talk about expand, fueling growth in all aspects of life. Expand is just one word, but what a universe it holds. Today I am going to talk about expand because it is my word for 2024, and I'm so excited to share the significance of the word and what it means to me and how I'm going to use it this year to just expand and become the absolute best version of myself, and how I'm going to use it to shape all the choices and actions for 2024. Some of you might know that follow me on social media or have heard past episodes that in 2023, I decided to choose a word of the year. And I ditched New Year's resolutions a long time ago just because I strongly believe that we should wake up every day with fire in our soul, ready to be the best version of ourselves and incorporate better habits and better mindset and better, you know, health goals, and just create every day. So there's never a bad time to say, I want to change this or do this better. So I just found with New Year's resolutions, like most people, we were just kind of writing them down just to say we were checking that off the list. And, or at least that's how I feel. And I think a lot of people do the same things. I ditched those a while back. And last year, when I was writing down my goals for the year, I decided I wanted to have a word of the year. And that word was align. And it was just so beautiful because I was extremely intentional with it. And what I mean by that is I almost had it in me as like a core value for the year. Like everything was anchored to that, meaning, you know, if I was in a place of confusion or not sure which direction to go, or if my gut was telling me one thing and my mind was telling me another, and I needed everything to come together, I would just really see how it aligned with every aspect of my life and make my choices and decisions and actions based on that. And what happened in 2023 by using that strategy and being super intentional on the word that I chose was beautiful. I can honestly say that so many things aligned and it was just great. So I decided to carry that on into this year. And I started writing down, you know, some of my goals and some of my intentions for the coming year in quarter four of 2023. And I also started writing down words that kind of came to mind and meant a lot to me. But I wanted it to be a word that could change me for the better and that I could use in many ways. So after a lot of reflection and thought and journaling and just considering what connected with me, I came up with the word expand. So that is what we're going to talk about today. And one thing I want to kind of point out is something I thought about with expansion is so many of us don't expand in sometimes all pillars of our lives, or sometimes just certain pillars and areas of our life because of different reasons. But the interesting thing that I was kind of thinking about is the difference between us as people and the universe in which we live in. The universe has no choice but to expand. It simply expands all the time. But because we're born with the gift of free will, we have the ability to allow ourselves to expand and to identify the next version of ourselves, the better version of ourselves, the expressions we want to make and have in this world. But we have to consciously align with expansion. Because of our free will, we have to make that decision to expand in whatever area we're looking to expand in. And also because of that free will, we have the power to resist it and block it and sabotage the expansion. Simply, whether that's consciously or unconsciously, simply because of our free will. Expansion should be a natural process, but so many times it's not with us because we do hold back for whatever reason, whether that's fear or some kind of other, roadblock. And so no matter what your current reality is right now, whether you're just barely surviving or you're content and thriving in most areas of your life, there's always another level of happiness, fulfillment, self-expression. There's always another level. And that's what's so beautiful about it. Like I said, with my alignment in 2023, so many things came together personally, professionally, my health, my wellness, my spirituality, but I'm ready to go to the next level. So that's when we're talking about expansion. And I'm going to bring alignment with me this year as well and all the years ahead because being aligned is just magical. When you cooperate with expansion, meaning you embrace rather than suppress it or resist it or deny it, life suddenly allows you to desire, feel alive, engaged, passionate, and eager, just about everything. And so my goal is to expand in every single pillar in my life this year. And I couldn't be more thrilled to share this with you. One of the things that is huge to me is mindset. I definitely have a growth mindset. I love to be surrounded by people with a growth mindset, but I want to expand my mindset even more this year. And the expansion mindset is the belief that your ability, skills, and potential can be developed and expanded through effort, learning, and perseverance. With an expansive mindset, you're willing to take on stretch assignments, stretching your comfort zone and just stretching, getting outside of your blocks and what's been holding you back. You're willing to take on those stretch assignments to develop new skills, even if that means, again, stepping outside your comfort zone. Instead of saying, I don't have the skills and I can't learn, you approach the challenges with an expansive mindset and say, I may not have the skills now, but I am going to learn them and grow them to become better. And that is exactly what I'm committed to for 2024. As we go along here, I'm going to touch on some of my main focal points for the year with expansion. And if you follow me on social media, you may have seen some of these because I did make a post about my word of the year. And I'll just kind of dive in a little deeper. First, I'm going to hit on some of the touchy-feely expansions that I'm looking to grow this year. And the first one there is going to be all about relationships, but not just any relationship, intentional relationships. So I am an introvert, and the older I get, the smaller my circle gets, and I'm totally okay with that because I just crave deeper, meaningful relationships. But on the flip side, I also realize that my life gets busy. I get, I work a lot of hours. I get wrapped up in other projects that I'm doing one-on-one. So I want to expand with relationships. And I don't mean have a bigger social circle that's too big to really nurture those relationships. I'm talking about intentional relationships, intentional business relationships, intentional friendships, intentional intimacy with my partner, and just making sure that we have, set days for dates or that kind of thing. Also intentional time and relationships with family members, but also getting really intentional about new relationships that are going to both nurture me and also benefit that other person as well. So I'm really looking to grow my network with like business partners, business relationships. I'm also looking to grow with connecting with people for my podcast, you know, that can help share information to the world, which is what I created Hustle and Heart for, to reach more people and to add value to your life, but to be able to have guest speakers on my podcast, which we do have a lot of great ones lined up for 2024. And then intentionally interacting with these relationships and nurturing them and being a resource for these people that are in my life and surrounding myself with people that also level me up. That is going to be huge for my expansion this year. And I'm super excited to see the new people I know this time next year and the relationships I continue to deepen throughout 2024. The next one with the touchy-feely is all about more grace and more love. So I get so wrapped up and busy, and I know that's not a healthy thing, so I'm working on that. I'm thankful for my drive and my resilience and my ability to really make an impact. I love that, but I also am being very intentional this year about kind of slowing down a little bit because I want to give myself and others more grace and love. And the thing about grace and love is just, you know, acceptance, and we're not perfect. And sometimes when we just, this goes back to a little bit of the nurturing, you know, if I don't get enough on my to-do list, for example, I'm stressed, and that's, I realize that's not healthy, and self-awareness is a very important thing. So it's something I'm working on. But if I don't get my whole to-do list done, because let's be honest, my to-do list is miles long, then I'm going to give myself grace. If I'm having a bad day, I'm going to give myself grace. Whereas before, I almost pushed it under the rug, and that is extremely, that's a roadblock. And it has gotten in my way a lot. So just being able to give more grace and more love to people, whether it is someone that's close to me or a stranger, random acts of kindness, and to myself, is going to be so powerful to help me expand this year and become the best version of myself. So I'm really looking forward to that. And it's something that I know I have to be extremely intentional about, because it's difficult for me to give those emotions to myself even because of just the busy and being kind of sidetracked all the time with what's going on in life. So I'm super excited to be intentional about that this year and see the beautiful things that come out of it. Next on my touchy-feely is going to be generosity and gratitude. I feel like I am an extremely generous person. I love to give. I love to support. I love to be there for people and help. And I just want to take that to the next level and really, really be intentional about it to help change lives more than anything. Generosity is big on my list of expansion for the year, as well as gratitude. Gratitude is another thing that just makes me feel so warm and fuzzy inside. I typically will start my day and end my day with things I'm grateful for, and it just really puts things into perspective, and it really helps me. But I have found over the last several months, even couple years, again with the busyness, my gratitude and time that I would kind of journal it. And this looks different for everyone. So also just having gratitude in the middle of the day, it doesn't have to be journaling. But I've noticed that even though I practice gratitude on a regular basis and have for years, oftentimes it was almost just to check it off the list. Like, okay, these are the three things I'm grateful for today. And I didn't take the time to really sit with it. I want to be a little bit more intentional with that because it does go a long way. and to be grateful for the amazing things in our life and also even the challenges that change us for the better is so important. I definitely want to expand in that area and cultivate an even deeper generosity and mindset of gratitude this year. Okay, so enough about the touchy-feely. Let's switch over to the practical expansion for 2024. Practical is some of my favorite stuff to talk about. I'm very strategic and practical. I'm a visionary and I like black and white. So practical is the good stuff. First up is health. Health, I have discovered, is so important for every aspect of life. And with my alignment and in 2023, I made huge strides in my health journey and I plan to continue doing the same in 2024, but even bigger, expanding bigger goals with my health. So anything from physical and mental well-being and just prioritizing that. And, you know, when you're mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually healthy, it flows into every area of your life. And I've noticed that tremendously over the past year. And it's a lot of different things. So, you know, one of the things that really helps me is my physical movement. So moving my body every day. And last year, I did a lot of weight training, which I have fallen in love with. I love weight training. I have a home gym and I move my body every single day, even if I'm out of town and on vacation. And sometimes that looks like just a walk, but I do love weight training. When the weather is nice outside, I also try to get steps in, going on a walk, or if I'm on vacation on a beach. Sometimes it looks something like that. I also usually hit the gym at the hotel. And then this year, I actually just about a week and a half ago started Pilates, and I'm absolutely in love with it. And it's challenging my body in different ways than I've ever experienced, and it feels so great. My goals this year physically is to continue to move my body, introducing new ways to move my body, so Pilates, and continuing the weight training. And my main goals body-wise, aside from the mindset and the mental clarity and health that goes into moving your body every day, is my booty and my core. I'm super excited about getting healthier physically as well as mentally. So that is directly correlated with mentally as well. But mentally, let's talk about some other things. Some of the things that I already do are going to be therapy. I see a therapist. I'm very proud to say I see a therapist. I think that everyone needs to find a therapist that they can talk to and feel comfortable talking with. We all have things we need to share and work through. So to continue that journey. So also with mental, we can look at even just filling your mind with the right material. So whether that's conversations you're having with people, like be intentional about those conversations. I don't want to be surrounded by people that talk about people and gossip all the time. I want to be surrounded by people that talk about ideas and goals and their vision and the future and expansion. I want to have those kind of conversations, and I will surround myself with people that have those kind of conversations to expand my mental well-being. Also, expanding your mental well-being, I think, means being around people that push your limits. That really does help your mental well-being, because any time that I face a fear and I get through it and I do something that scares me, I feel so liberated. And so that is a lot to do with mental well-being too, in my opinion. Spiritual well-being. I am definitely a woman of faith, and I have to admit that I've put some of that on the back burner the last decade because I've been wrapped up in things that aren't even an excuse to put that on a back burner, and the busy again. So I want to expand and reconnect with my religion and my beliefs and my spirituality just in general and that higher power. So I definitely want to reconnect with that and be purposeful in my practice. And, you know, I am one of those people, I don't think you have to go to church to be a Christian. I think really it's about how you live your everyday life. But I do think whether it's reading the Bible or another book that has scripture, or going to church if that's your thing, or even watching church from home in the comfort of your own home, whatever it may be, I think that bringing those into your practice is important to stay on track, because what I did was got so busy and didn't make time to practice my spiritual side. So I think that's extremely important, and that's an area that I want to expand in and reconnect in this year. So we talked about physical, mental, and also spiritual, and then emotional. I truly believe all of these are really connected, which is what makes up our health. But emotional also is similar to mental, but a lot of emotional can be, again, that therapy and just what we do every day. I think it's so important to create a structured routine, and that routine can be so different depending on what works for you and what you need to thrive. But having that routine and sticking with it, I think, is great for your emotional well-being. And so expanding in my routines and expanding in those specific actions that I take, and then just adding healthier habits into the mix of it all, helps me emotionally. Also, some other things that help me emotionally is a lot of the other things in my expansion goals, the intentional relationships and being surrounded by people that are, you know, nurturing, and it goes two ways. So the nurturing aspects and the deeper connections. So those are all great emotionally. More grace and more love is going to bring emotional wellness. More generosity and more gratitude, more emotional wellness. So as you can see, to expand, this all really connects. And my goals are so intentional this year. And again, I'm super excited to share this with you. So health is the number one expansion goal for my practical. Number two, which we kind of hit with the spiritual health, is my faith and spirituality. So for me, it's not all about just going to church, like I said, but really finding what it is that you need to do to fulfill God's plan, and while you also fulfill your free will as well. Just really focusing on getting a practice in place that keeps me in line and on track to grow and expand with my faith. Next up with the practical is business and financial well-being. This really has a lot to do with just making my business goals and my financial goals and following through with them. So I have my business goals set for 2024, and they do evolve throughout the year, because just like I said, I guess the goals for 2024 is almost like saying a New Year's resolution. So they evolve, but I write them down. So not only do I hold myself accountable, but I can look at them, I can review them, I can audit them, I can expand them, they can evolve, and I add to it throughout the year. But really, to expand in those areas, you have to have a plan. So I have a plan for my business, I have a plan for my financial wellness, and I'm going to follow through. And I'm expanding this year, I'm pushing myself this year more than I ever have in those areas. So let's talk a little bit about my expansion with personal growth and mindset. I love this stuff. This growth and mindset gets me so giddy. If you know me, you probably know that. But I truly am just a huge advocate of growth and mindset. I don't know what it is in me that just thrives with that and gets excited about a growth mindset and just growth in general, and having determination to expand your mindset and your perspective and your daily habits and your personal and professional development. Like, it just gets me excited, and I'm glad I have that fire in me, because It truly has changed the game and the outlook of my whole life, because mindset and having a commitment to personal growth, unfortunately, is not something you can coach someone or train someone. It has to come from within. So I am looking to expand in those areas in many, many ways through many different faucets, and I'm excited about it. Next up, we are talking about my expansion for influence and impact, which are two things that I absolutely live for. I love making an impact in people's lives in a positive way. I love to see the change in people or the growth in people. And that can happen many ways. It can happen from them coming into my business, and it can be, you know, a skincare journey or a body journey or that kind of thing. But also, making an impact can be the generosity that you give someone or the random act of kindness. It can be something so tiny to something huge, like coaching an employee that maybe didn't have confidence, and you saw that they had the potential and they step outside their comfort zone, and you see that 1% every day, which equals 365% growth in a year. That's a huge impact. And I love seeing that. That is something that just really fulfills me. And I want to do more of making an impact in people's lives. I feel like I was put in this world for that. And I'm excited to expand in that area, as well as my influence, which goes along with that, but really my influence to make an impact, my influence to maybe even just one little thing you say to something, or something I say on this podcast, that could just change the trajectory of your life, or at least change it enough for you to find some kind of motivation to become better and live a better life. So those are two areas for sure that I'm going to focus on with my word expand this year. All right, so let's get to the good stuff with the practical. Next up for huge expansion this year is my strategic planning and CEO role. And this is a non-negotiable for me this year, to be able to actually sit in my CEO role and trust my team to be leaders in their roles and do what I do best, which is that visionary CEO role. And I'm super, super thrilled to expand in that area this year. And it's extremely important to be able to do that, just to be more effective and efficient as a CEO. More to come on that, but I'm extremely excited. So let's jump into the creative spaces that I'm looking to expand this year. I love creativity. One of those areas kind of goes hand in hand with the CEO role, but it's the vision and the skill development. And what this is just having a clear and ambitious vision that I am always anchored to at all times, not distracted from, with trying to wear 10 hats and play 20 roles, but again, learning to sit in that seat, which is what I love to do, where I want to be my creative side, and trust my team to be leaders in their space. And with last year's realignment, I made a commitment that we were going to choose people to be a part of our team that completely align. And if they don't, they would not be part of the vision. And we've come very far with that. And, you know, it's any business owner out there knows that it can be a challenge, but we definitely are committed to it. And that is going to allow me to fulfill this creative space and continue on with my expansion of the vision and skill development. So I love, you know, learning continuously, whether it's about leadership or my industries or my businesses, or just learning in general about something I have no clue about. Something in me just is so curious and intrigued all the time. So I love to continue learning, and I think that's really important to expand as a person. Also, expanding in my leadership and visibility. Leadership can be so challenging, and there's so many different aspects to it, and just to continue to become a better leader every day with all the other things connected, and by expanding in all the other platforms and categories and pillars that I'm sharing with you today is just going to help me become a better leader. Just like when you become a better person, you become a better partner, you become a better parent, you become a better friend, a better sibling, a better daughter, a better everything. And that includes leadership too. So expanding in all these areas is going to allow me to do that, but also the commitment to expand as a leader and in leadership in general is huge, because we all know that anything you want to be a master at, you have to continue to expand in and grow in. And then also the visibility. So just getting out there. And again, this kind of connects with the intentional relationships, but the visibility, that is going to help with the relationships. That's going to help me make the impact that I was put in this world to do. And more visibility through my podcast by sharing value to your life, more visibility on LinkedIn. I have a lot of connections on LinkedIn, and I love all the support that I get and all the people that I know in my industry. And I just want to be more intentional about those relationships and the visibility for the connections. Also, in the creative aspect, growing more with my body positivity. Again, a lot of these are connected. This is connected to the physical strength and the, you know, the wellness and the health and the physical health part. But it also goes beyond that. Body positivity. We all have different shapes, sizes, and trouble areas and whatever. But body positivity is so much more than just what your body looks like. It's what you feed it. It's how you feel. It's what you put into it. It's what, you know, the movement. It's also, a lot of it is, of course, how you envision your body to look. But we are given certain bodies, and it's our temple to take care of. It's up to us to make it the best we want. But I think ultimately, it's more about how we feel that creates that body positivity than what we actually look like. So if we feel fit, if we feel healthy, if we're eating healthy, if we're putting, you know, great things into our minds, that is all going to be part of the body positivity. So to expand in that arena this year is huge for me. And then ultimately and finally, I am totally committed to expansion and just daily joy and finding balance. And I know balance is never ever really going to happen. I know that. But just again, this goes back to the grace. Like, I can only do so much. I'm one person, and I'm not going to overextend myself for anything or anyone. And I'm going to enjoy the daily joys of life and find that balance. So I'm totally committed to seeking in the present moment and overcoming productivity mindset, like overproducing all the time, just busy, busy, busy. I'm done with that life. And it's a work in progress because it's really challenging. It's an addiction to be busy and to always have a to-do list and to keep working and to keep going. I'm going to work in expanding on being in the present moment and expanding the mindset of it's okay to take the weekend off and exhale and build those healthy, intentional relationships and go work on your mental and physical wellness, and to put an away message and to have boundaries with times that you look at emails and respond to emails, or boundaries on the times that you even log into your database for your business. You know, all of those things are things that are going to help me be in that present moment and find that daily joy, which is a huge part of my expansion for 2024. All right, so to wrap it up, I just want to put this out there. Think of this in terms of a star, a healthy star such as the sun. It shines and radiates heat and light, and it sends out expansive waves of energy to all directions. no planet is refused the sun's touch. It shines on everything. However, when a star nears the end of its life, it begins to run out of fuel and shrinks until it collapses in upon itself. Crushed by its own gravity, it becomes so incredibly dense and heavy that it literally snuffs out its own light. We are each like that star, either choosing to shine out expansively into the world or shrink and contract into our own overwhelming density. So I'm going to leave you with shine bright and expand today, tomorrow, and for years to come. You are worth it. Thank you so much for listening today, and don't forget to follow, subscribe, and write a review. Until next time, see you later.
There you have it, another episode of Hustle and Heart. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on your app and connect with me on social media so you don't miss a beat. I'll see you next time on the Hustle and Heart podcast.